And if you think that I'm holding on to something, you should go and love yourself. But my mama don't like you, she likes everyone. And I need her mind. Because
That's
I didn't want
I love it. No,
that.
that
So Justin Bieber.
was great. That was great. No, thank you so much for opening up the show that way, Brandon. I appreciate it.
No problem.
Well,
I like to
welcome.
sing it.
So that's why I was like, I know I told you at the very last minute, just, oh, by the way, don't forget the song. You just got to open it. What do you mean, the song? I don't understand the song.
Yeah,
Okay.
it's funny. It's a funny way to get in the podcast.
Construction, stereotomy. Welcome to the Construction Life, Brandon. I appreciate it. You're in France.
Thank you.
And obviously we're in Toronto.
Yeah.
There's a 5-hour difference. We've been talking quite
yeah.
some time now through DMs on social media, on IG, just talking about
yeah.
what you've been doing and how you found us. You found us because we did a couple of stereotomy shows. We had Patrick on the show and we
yeah,
had
Patrick Moore.
Patrick Moore, exactly. Yes. So I know, and I saw
Yeah.
him that he
Yeah,
did
I
a
know
post.
him. I know him.
Good.
I have met him. I have meet him in the past.
Oh, did he come to you in France or was he here in Canada?
Yeah, I just met one. I mean, it was like 10 years ago.
Okay.
He was helping a friend to do his masterpiece
Yes.
for Companion.
Yes.
And I was there. I was an apprentice at this time. And it's like 10 years ago.
So I want to let everybody know that we're speaking. What's your official title? Are you a Finnish carpenter? You know, you're a stereotomist, right?
Yeah, I am carpenter, but you know, in France we have the compagnon du devoir. It's
Yes,
like a
that's
school.
it. Yes.
And I am compagnon.
Nice. You can
I did my masterpiece. I did it in Montpellier, in the south of France, and it took me like 1,000 hours to do it.
Wow.
And yeah, it was a it's a BBQ shield.
It's online, isn't it? It's online.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram.
Yes.
It's the first pick.
Let me just, I want to take a peek at it. I'm curious about it because I'm pretty sure that I've seen it.
Yeah. It's I think the first one it's a picture that I took on Notre Dame. And the other one is my masterpiece.
That's the masterpiece. I know. Even Angelina and I, we
Yeah.
were just like, that's very impressive. How big is that?
5 meters by 5 meters,
And what's
something like this. And I, 4 meters.
it's beautiful. And it took you 1,000 hours?
Yeah, I mean, for myself, I took 800 hours. But you know, some guys asked me, so I just count those hours, you know.
I
So it took like maybe 1,000 hours to do it.
I get two questions I want to ask, but I want to let people know that if they want to take a look at it, because they're going to be very impressed with what you can achieve. On IG, you
Yeah.
can find them under Brendy, Brendy underscore carpentry. You can also find them under the same name on their YouTube and also TikTok, and you'll see some of this work. And that's why I've been so excited about having this conversation with you. But I guess the first questions I want to ask
Thank
you
you.
about this project is, how is it anchored into the ground? And what's the clearance on the actual chimney part for the fire part of it?
Sorry, can you repeat?
So how is it anchored into the ground, first of all? Like, I know you have all the timber there, and then it's
what you mean, anchored, like
foundation,
or is it
foundation.
As a foundation? Okay.
Yes.
So it's like a big massive block.
Oh, okay.
On the stone, it's like a concrete. It's
Yes.
a big concrete, and they are like you know, we dig inside the mud, and then we put like maybe it's 80 centimeters by 80 centimeters by 20 centimeters deep, a
Wow.
big one. So four for each post, and yeah, that's it.
And then the chimney part of it, what's the clearance? I guess you have to stay the wood, the timber away
Oh
from
yeah.
it.
So first of all, I cut everything before, you know. So I follow a line that I do each part by each part. So I just cut everything, and after I assembly, we call that the portique. You know, it's like two posts with one with one beam, you know.
Yes, yes.
So I did that one and two. And then with the crane, we go on place and we put it and we like, you know, we just put it and then we put the top plate on the lower plate. And then we just put the other piece of wood like this inside, like a puzzle, and then it's finished. It's quite easy like this, but yeah, it took time.
Can you tell me, I'm just curious on, because I actually love structures. I love pieces that are on an angle like that. And I'm trying to figure out, how did you come up with the angle that you wanted to put the roof? And then obviously the walls, they're on an angle.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's curved. It's like...
Yes.
Not straight.
Yes.
You know, when we start to do this, we have a project. We have like something to do, but we had to imagine. So I drew. Then I was thinking about something. At the beginning, it wasn't really like this. We had like some other project, but it finished by this. And we just drew. I could check my, I think I have my...
The original sketches?
Plan, but anyway.
A, yeah.
And yeah, we do some draw and then we had to do it on, you know, we can draw it on the floor.
Yes.
Or
yep.
we can use a computer to make all the things. I did that, you know, I took my computer and drew it on my computer. And then we have like some techniques to repair the measurement on the piece of wood. So
yes.
We take one piece of wood and you have to imagine the other piece inside like turning. But I can send you some picture about this, you know.
I would love to see that. So yes.
You take one piece, one big piece. We call that in France bloc capable.
Okay.
And then inside there are the piece that they are curving, you know, and you have to cut it by the line that you draw on the wood. It's not difficult, but it takes times.
Where did you end up putting this? Where is this in France?
It's in Montpellier, in South.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it's Mediterranean.
Hey, architects and builders, do you want to stand out from the competition? Fraser Wood Siding has your back. Fraser Wood Siding is a leader in pre-finished wood siding. They manufacture beautiful pre-finished wood siding using only the highest quality PEFC certified Canadian softwood. Fraser Wood Siding is available in 17 profiles and unlimited colors. Fraser Wood Siding is available in 17 profiles and unlimited colors. Supplied by the global leader in paints, Sherwin-Williams. Whether your design taste is classic, contemporary, conservative, or bold, they've got you covered. They'll gladly match the color of any paint manufacturer and send a sample on an actual piece of Fraser Wood Siding in just a few days. Visit their website at www.fraserwoodsiding.com and reach out about your upcoming projects to benefit from their industry-leading lead times. Fraser Wood Siding, get inspired. This podcast is brought to you by Redmond Distributing, a proud family-owned and operated HVAC supplier. Serving Ontario for the past 22 years. With warehouses conveniently located in both Mississauga and Ottawa, they specialize in providing premium HVAC and hearth equipment across the region. Redmond Distributing is committed to supporting HVAC businesses with their dedicated customer service, reliable warranties, free training sessions in their operational facility, inventory management, and free delivery to most locations in Southern Ontario. For a partnership with true HVAC equipment specialists, choose Redmond Distributing. Explore more at www.redmonddistributing.com. Are you looking for a sustainable and durable real wood solution to elevate your next project? Let me introduce you to the gold standard. Thermery, the world's largest and most trusted manufacturer of thermally modified wood and sauna materials. Their wood is like the superhero version of regular wood, stronger, more stable, and ready to take on whatever Mother Nature throws its way. With a wide range of thermally modified wood products from decking and cladding to sauna and statement walls, when you choose Thermery, you're not just investing in quality, you're investing in the health of our planet too. Join countless architects, designers, builders, and homeowners who have trusted Thermery to bring their vision to life. The best way to fully experience the ThermaRay difference is to hold the real thing in your hands. So visit their website today at www.thermaryusa.com and also find them on IG at ThermaryUSA. Looking for cutting-edge solutions for your spray foam needs? Look no further than ElastiChem Specialty Chemicals. With a remarkable track record spanning over three decades, ElastiChem stands as an industry-leading supplying contractors across Canada with top-grade closed-cell, open-cell, and specialty foam products and accessories. Experience hassle-free spraying in both summer and winter with Insulthane Extreme, Canada's groundbreaking HFO closed-cell product. Time is precious, and we know it. Optimize your efficiency and avoid downtime by choosing the best products with the best technical and customer support. Elevate your spray foam game today with Insulthane Spray Foam products by ElastiChem. Give them a try today. Visit their website at www.elastichem.com or give them a call at 1-877-787-2436. Seeking top-tier windows? Look no further. Payne's Window Manufacturing is the ultimate choice for custom builders, contractors, and homeowners. Visit www.paynes.com now to experience the pinnacle of quality and customization. Get your instant custom quote today. Elevate excellence with us. Plus, enjoy nationwide shipping across Canada and the U.S.
Nice. All right, so I want to first begin by starting. Okay, how young are you, Brendan?
I'm 30.
30.
No.
And so how long you've been doing this as a stereotomy?
I have been doing this for 12 years now. So I started when I was 18.
Okay.
I was at school, you know, in France we call that le lycée.
Yes.
I think it's high school. I don't know.
Yep.
But I was there. I wanted to be in the army, a pilot.
Okay.
You know, and I didn't like it. I mean, I was like, it's annoying, you know. So I started to be annoyed. So I just, you know, I stopped because my father told me, okay, I see you don't like it. You don't go to school. Your exam is really bad. Anything. I was good, but when I didn't want to continue, just everything went down. You know.
Yeah.
So I just stopped it. And my father told me about carpentry, and I say, okay, I didn't know the job, so I say, okay, I can try. So I tried. I had some like a short week to just try in a company. I did like it, so I stopped my school, you know.
Yeah.
I just started in July, and then I did this during 12 years. And in the Compagnon, the school that. That we have in France, but you don't have there in Canada.
No, you don't have it in Canada. I know Patrick's talked about possibly doing something here that we needed here. We should have something here. It's important. I think it's very important. There's a lot of you guys that are very specially skilled like this, but this is something that you can learn too. And it's important. I think that I'd love to see more things being built like this here in Canada because I have a lot of respect for it. When you took that job, how many months did you do the pilot? Or the army, sorry, the army. How many months did you do before you said, I don't want to do that?
What do you mean? Like,
how long did you last in the army school?
I didn't. I wasn't there. You know?
Oh, you didn't even, start it?
To be.
Oh, you wanted to start it? Okay. Yeah.
But I stopped my school before to get in the army.
And then
because it was boring. I didn't like it.
No, and which is totally cool. What was the first thing that you built when you were starting in that company there, and you're just getting started in carpentry?
You know, when it's funny because when I started my apprenticeship, it was funny because when it was holidays in France.
Okay.
When I started in July, so we have 2 months holidays in the summer.
Yep.
And I was working, and my friends were in holidays. So I was, my God, what I am doing?
You're 18 years old.
I was painting a piece of wood. Yeah. You know, I didn't. You know, I wasn't a carpenter, so I just had the bad work. You know, I was painting some wood with I remember I was sitting like this, and I was painting a piece of wood, and in my mind I was like, what I am doing, why I'm doing this. All my friends are on holidays and me, I'm painting wood. But you know, after 2 or 3 months, I just started to like it. My knowledge were more interesting. I was better in carpentry, and I started to do some building. I was using a machine, like tools or circular saw, whatever, and that make me like feeling more comfortable with the job.
Yeah.
So I say, okay, I can continue. So I like it. I liked it. You know, the other things is that the companion, it's a school that we have to travel, you
Yes.
know. What I did say, it's easy. I did my apprenticeship. After I went to Avranches for 8 months. After I went to Angoulême for 4 months. After I've been in England for 1 year. After I've been in Toulouse. I just try to find the good
The
way.
map, yes.
In Toulouse for 7 months.
Okay.
After in Alès, close to Montpellier,
Yes.
in for 4 months, and no, 5 months, and then I've been in Montpellier for to do my carpentry, my masterpiece.
Yep.
And then at the end, when you do that, if it's good, because sometimes it's not good. I was good, so they said, okay, it's good, you can continue. So when it's good, you have to give back some knowledge that you learn, because that's the
Ah,
principle of the companion, you know.
yeah.
Patrick told you that maybe.
Yes.
So you get something from the companion, from the older one, and when you are older, it's at you to give some knowledge about carpentry to the youngest guy. That's why it's really interesting with the companion.
Are you?
And then I went to, sorry?
No. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and then I went to Caen. I mean, it's where I live now.
Okay.
It's on the northwest. And there I was compagnon itinérant, we call that. And I had like 9 students, and it was me that I had to do, okay, to say, you have to do that, you have to do that, you have to do that. I was like a boss. I don't know
Yep.
how to say that, but I was
Yeah.
like the boss
Yeah.
for the youngest. And then I've been in Nancy on the east, northeast of France,
Okay.
during 4.5 years. And when I was there, I was a carpentry instructor for companion. So I learned, I taught the carpentry lesson, carpentry skill
Yeah.
to about 100 students during 3 years. And now I just left there 2.5 years ago. I left there. So I'm back here in Normandy, in Caen. And then I was working 2.5 years since last month in MDB, the company named MDB.
Okay.
And we worked on Notre Dame, for example,
Yeah. And okay, so
historical building.
and that's where we're that's how we started communicating. And I get the sense
Yeah.
that okay, so you're 30 years old, been in the industry for 12 years, and it
Yeah.
seems like it's been 12 years of you being either a student and also a teacher. You're educating
Yeah.
people. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. It's
And
I
that's
mean,
normal, Brandon?
I was student during 7 years, and I was like a teacher during 3 years, and since 3 years I am a carpenter. I am not
Wow.
anymore a teacher or whatever.
Yeah. And but now you're also teaching online, sharing more
Yeah,
knowledge.
so now I'm a teacher back.
Again, and is that normal, Brendan? Is that how most carpenters in Paris, is that,
In France?
yeah, in
No,
France?
no, no, no.
No.
In France, I mean, because companion, it's different school than anything in France, you know.
Okay.
It's a type of experience, but there are a lot of other carpenters from other school, and they are not doing this, you know.
Okay.
They are just doing like an exam. They stay in place, one place, like here. If you live in Paris, you stay 7 years in Paris because you live here. You are a carpenter, you work, that's it. But companion is really different. But it's interesting. I think if you like traveling, if you like meeting people or anything, it's a good thing. But if you don't like, if you're like more, I want to stay at one place or something like this, I think it's not good for you to be companion.
I haven't met a European that doesn't like traveling. Traveling for you guys is literally just down the street. I mean, there's so many different places to go to all over Europe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So traveling, everybody loves traveling.
Yeah, that's true.
There. Yeah.
But I have, you know, that's why I stopped my job now. I want to create my carpentry lesson online.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to do as well, it's traveling and meeting people around the world,
yeah,
and to do videos on YouTube.
Yeah.
About carpentry everywhere in Japan, in Canada. Maybe one time I will be just close to you.
maybe if you do, let me know. And then maybe one time I'll be there and I'll pass by and actually see your masterpiece in person. Right?
Yeah,
I would love to do that, to check it out. It's been a while since I've been to France, but...
Oh, you've been there?
I've been, right? So technically, okay. And I think I've shared this before, technically I was born in Tours. I'm Portuguese, but I was born in Tours, okay. France, and I was there for my 48th, okay. Right?
Oh, nice. Did you like it?
I loved it. I absolutely loved it. I would love to go back.
Yeah,
and I also,
we have a nice building. And we, you know, in France, we have a high skill in carpentry.
Yes. A respected skill.
It's not to be like, we are like this.
No.
I mean, I've been traveling in England. I've been in Poland, in Finland. And I saw that carpentry in France is,
yes,
really different and a bit better, because we are like maybe too much into the work. You know, when I was in England, it was funny because at 10, tea time. In France, it's not like tea time.
There's no breaks.
Yes, they are, but
there's breaks,
like,
but it's not like the English. The English take a break
like
all the time,
yeah,
they want. Yes, I know.
But it's funny. It's different. It's more, you know, you're more calm.
Yes.
You know, keep calm.
Yes. Can I ask you, Brendan, what does your dad do? Is he in construction, or are you the only one that got into construction in the family?
No. I'm the only one.
Okay.
He was, I don't know, fisherman, but... He wasn't fisherman. He sell the fish.
Okay.
I don't know the name.
I don't know. Part of a fish market or something. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
But, you know, because in France we have a fisherman, and
yes,
we have the one that he sells the fish in the supermarket.
Okay. And so now that you're doing this, and I want to get into the Notre Dame, because obviously we knew that back in 2019, there was a fire. Everybody,
yeah,
saw it around the world, basically. And I've been to Notre Dame. I was fortunate enough to get
yeah,
there when I was there, and look at
before,
it.
Before the...
Yeah, way before. Yeah, this
okay,
would have been 12 years ago. So I was fortunate enough to see it. But I mean... That happened, and we know that happened as a result of, I don't know exactly the specifics of it, but it was during a renovation. They were doing some things, and then a fire caught,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
But now the stone, was the stone itself or any of the marble, was that damaged, or was it just all the timber, or all the wood? It was basically just all consumed by fire.
The fire just burned everything, you know.
Yeah.
So I don't know in English, but we call that the croisée.
Yes.
You know, when transept and the core.
Yes.
That's the name. So all fall down, you know, because of the bell tower.
Yes.
It was down.
I remember seeing that.
It broke everything.
That was most. That was probably one of the hardest things to see because of how challenging that was when it was built, right?
Yeah, yeah, it's massive.
Yes.
You know, because I've been there. It's really massive when you get there on the top of the scaffold. You're like, oh my God, it's really beautiful. But yeah, we did a great job. So what's every all the carpentry were gone. You know, it was gone. You know,
everything was gone.
But even for the stone, because you know they are like
the heat.
In I don't know the name, but in French we call that the voûte.
Yes.
The voûte.
Yeah.
Inside they are like this in stone, and so the piece of wood went on it.
Yes.
And it started to burn. You know, so with the heat.
Yes.
It was so.
Hot.
I don't know the name in English. So hot, yeah.
Yes.
It was so hot that the stone, you know, when you burn a stone, it's fragile. It's like,
it's almost
it's
like,
not really
it's,
resistant.
It's going to be like sand. It becomes sand. It starts to crumble.
Yeah, it's yes. to be, you know, because there are no water inside.
Yeah,
so the stone
exactly
are not
it.
Resistant anymore.
Yes.
So they had to do all the tour about the cathedral.
Yes.
All the stone were changed.
Oh, wow. So it
on
wasn't
the top,
just on
the top.
Just on the top part. Yes, because that's where the bulk of the fire was happening and it made it so hot.
Yeah.
Yes. And I want people, before we get into discussing it, I want people to understand that Notre Dame was, you know, it was built in, started in 1163, finished in 1260. So a long time ago.
There were two times because, you know, when the cathedral were built, they didn't have during a time they didn't have a bell tower on Notre Dame.
Yeah.
It wasn't there. And after Viollet-le-Duc, we called him, it was an architect, started to he wanted to do it, you know, to make a new bell tower. So he did it, and it's exactly what we did again. To understand, you know, it's some people ask us if it was exactly, if now it's exactly the same than before. And yes, exactly. It's,
precise, precise.
Know,
it was done exactly the way it was done.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Even more, to be really precise, they did like a scan about all the stone on the cathedral. And imagine on the cathedral, the stone were like this, you know.
Yeah.
And the new one weren't put like level, you know. They put it back, but like
exactly
this.
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same.
Huh.
It's the same for us. For the piece of wood, everything were like exactly the same.
Now,
like nothing happened.
No, and I know that it's going to be opening up later on this year. Officially, it's going to be opening up.
Yeah,
how many,
at the end of the year.
At the end of the year, right? So is it going to be like, they're planning on doing it in December? So is it, I guess it's going to be open up before the holidays? Is that the idea? Before the Christmas break?
I think it was, yeah. It's the 8th of December.
And I was really surprised to hear that. I mean, I think it's the most attracted tourist destination in France. There's more people
used to go to. There are a lot of people they want to see it.
Yeah, a lot of people.
That's crazy.
How many years, Brendan, did you work on it? Were you a part of the crew that you were working on it?
Well, for us, it was during 1 year.
1 year there.
Yeah. We did the transept, you know, on the cathedral.
Yes.
Like the long one.
Yes.
And the transept is the side of the cathedral.
Yeah.
And so we did that on the, I don't know the name in English, but we call that lucarne. It's like the little window on Notre Dame.
Okay.
We did that as well. But it's not really little, but it looks like it's little, it's small,
but it's
4 meters by 6 meters.
4 meters so by 6 meters? Really?
Yeah.
12 by 18?
Yeah, that's a window.
Wow. Now,
yeah.
I can only assume that when it did happen, it was devastating that it happened. But I can only assume that when the project started to start rebuilding it and do it all over again, there was probably a wait list or a certain amount of companies that wanted to work on it. Was there not, or was it hard to get in there to be a part of that?
I mean, on Notre Dame, it's really difficult to get there.
Yes.
If you want to visit it, you can't. That's it. They're like impossible. Security guard, everything, webcam. You can't get there. I mean, it's really difficult. But I mean, that's for the common people.
Yes.
But to work there, it's even more difficult because you have to have some skill. You have to create like a book about what you do in the company, et cetera. Yeah, you know, in France, we have different type of building. There are old one, the new one. I mean, you know, like a church or things like this, you know, a 12th century, everything like this. We call that monument historic, historical monument.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are not if you don't have the agreement in your company, you can't work on Notre Dame. So that's why in France, we were maybe like 10 company that we could possibly work on it.
Okay.
You know, it's really like, how you say that? Like,
it was a specialty.
Difficult to get them.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
you have to almost prove. That's like the masterpiece that a lot of people had to work on, right? You had to have a real reason to be there, other than just to be there.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, my boss at this time asked us if we wanted to go on Notre Dame, because it was all the company. We did like a meeting together before to have the work. We did a meeting and we said, okay, so who wants to go on Notre Dame? Who is agree if we go on it? Everything. You know, it was really interesting how it was done, because the boss didn't say, okay, we go on Notre Dame. No, he asked us if we wanted to go there. So that's kind for him, you know. Because we are a team. So some of people didn't want to go, I think it wouldn't take Notre Dame as a work.
So, Brandon, let me ask you this question. I mean, are there any records of how it was built so long ago? Was there any records at all of how it was built before?
No. In the 19th century, so I don't think they have something. They have picture.
Yes.
They have picture.
Yes.
But they don't have records.
So to recreate but everything.
I mean. You mean like just before the fire?
Well, no. Yeah, I guess I they did record, or they did create, but there was no original drawings. There's no original drawings of the actual place of the building when they originally did it.
You know, to rebuild it in the same way, we are like different things. We are like a scan,
yes,
you know, with a machine, you
yes,
know? We had like all the model, you know,
yes, 3D
some
modeling,
guys did,
yes,
a model,
yes.
So we had the old models to compare. We had the vestige. We call that in French vestige. That's the old piece that they were burned.
Oh.
You know the piece that. Yeah, we kept it.
Okay.
In a building, we okay. kept it to remake everything. You know, the piece of wood that's burned. You know, they kept it in a building to recreate the cathedral.
Yeah,
but with the piece of wood burn, you know.
And then,
but you can go there. It's like it's the same. It's like with security guard, everything. You can go there, because a lot of people want to have a piece of wood of Notre Dame.
Of course,
old.
Of course, yeah. So it's all protected. But I can only assume that everybody that worked on Notre Dame and rebuilding it, there must have been a whole bunch of other people that were making sure that you were building it the way it was supposed to be built. Wasn't there? There was probably a whole committee, a lot of people saying, yes, that's correct.
They weren't sure. I mean, They are, I mean, they search a lot. They made a meeting and meeting and meeting to say, okay, that was like 14, 4 centimeters or 3 centimeters.
Oh, wow.
You know, each details were really discussed, arguing, you know, like,
talked,
no,
talked
it's
about,
not
yes,
three centimeters.
everything was talked about, yes.
Yeah, exactly. They took time to recreate all the cathedral as the same as before.
Was there a lot of arguing, deciding on what was right, if it was 4 centimeter or was it 3 centimeter, or did everybody just use facts, or
I don't know. To be honest, I don't
yeah.
know because I wasn't there.
No, of
So
course, yeah, but I can imagine how all that talk could be like.
I couldn't imagine as well because it's so much, so many details, you know.
Yes, the lots of details.
So that's why. But it was nice to work on it. So we had to select the wood because we had like a cahier des charges, we call that in French.
Yep.
It's like a book. We have to keep the line, the way it's like this. You know, the wood have to be like this, like this, like this. Not a lot of knot, you know. How you do not? How do you
Knots,
say
knots,
that in English?
exactly. Not a lot. Knots,
Yeah.
yeah.
Exactly. And all the pieces were very fried. We did that during 3 months. It was so long. And then when we selected the wood, we bring it in our workshop
Yes.
and we cut it like the plan. After that we just rebuilt it. We check it, everything. We drill the hole on everything. And then when we had finished, we deassembly, I don't know the name, disassembly.
Disassembled, yes. Disassembled it, yes.
And we pack it and we took it on
The
the
boat, the
docks.
barge, yeah.
So by truck, we put the wood like 40 minutes away from Paris, from Notre Dame,
Okay.
on the docks. So we rebuilt it on the docks. And then with the crane, we put it in the barge. And then we went on the Seine in France.
Yes.
And then we were close to Notre Dame with the I don't know, the crane,
Yeah, the crane, yes.
the grue. With the crane, we took it and we put it like this. It was easy to do that, but it's really interesting. It's
It,
really
but it
interesting.
took a lot of time too, because it was all precise. You had to bring each piece in, and it took some time to do that, right?
I mean, when you know, that's what is cool in carpentry. It's you make the things, but you don't know if it's going well inside. You know, it's like you have the big house
Yes.
and you cut all the piece, but you
Yes.
don't know if it's going to be okay. That's the hard part in carpentry because it's like a stressful moment. You know, you
Yes.
are just like this. You took by the crane, you know,
Yeah.
and okay, let's go. You can see the tension. It's really, it's funny. It's what we like. I mean.
Were you able to actually be a part of that process? I think I saw some photos on your Instagram that you were actually up there. So did you see it get placed into the final place?
I was there. I was
Yes.
there working on it.
Yes.
I did all the things, but during 2 months I was stopped because I had something. I was ill. I mean,
Okay.
I don't know the name in English, but I was ill with my foot,
Okay.
so I couldn't walk. So I stopped working during 2 months, so I couldn't get there. But I didn't miss that much, you
But
know.
you saw it. How, Brandon, how was it when you were the first day you're going there and you're starting to see it? How was that experience? Because I'm pretty sure that when you got into carpentry, never did you think that you would have a conversation with your boss saying, "Do you want to work on Notre Dame?" Like, I don't think that would have ever happened, right?
And you know, it's funny because when I was a teacher, a carpentry instructor,
Yes.
when the bell tower burned, when the cathedral burned, I was with my student and I was like, oh, it will be nice to work on it. But I didn't know that I would have work it,
One
you
day.
know, work on it.
But
It's like 2 years after I was working on Notre Dame. It's funny.
it's actually really it's a terrible thing that happened, but it's also a nice thing that happened because you have a whole generation now of new
Yeah.
carpenters that haven't
Yeah.
you know, they have their hands on it. They worked on it.
Yeah. And you know, it's I like to share my jobs as
Yes.
I do on Instagram, on YouTube, everything. And I think for me it was a good job because I was happy to do carpentry, you know. I was free. My mind, you know, when you cut wood, your mind is away. It's
Yep.
like,
Yeah.
you know, you're into it. For me, I mean, I don't think it's for everyone, but for me it was good. So I just want to share that it's good to do carpentry. So maybe with Instagram, with YouTube, anything, I could get some young people or even old people, you know, because in France we have now it's like common, but we have like old people, 40 years old, 50 years old, that they want to do carpentry and cut wood because it's really, it's a pleasure,
It's
you know.
helpful. It's very like therapeutic. It helps you.
Yeah,
It calms you.
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. It's like you know, it's like you do sport but without doing sport.
Yes.
It's like you work. You are happy to get up, to go, get up, stand up.
I'd love to ask you about I have the sense that carpenters and other people that work in construction in Europe, probably even specifically in France, a lot of people respect you. Do they appreciate what you do?
They appreciate the old job, you know, like
Yeah.
as a carpenter, as a
Yes.
stonemason,
Yes.
yeah, a roofer as well. But the old one, the new ones, they are like common in France, but they respect us. But I don't think I mean, that's in France is like different, but I don't think we earn enough about our job. I mean, you know, in France we are like, it's cheap, you know. I didn't get much more money with what I do, you know.
Okay.
But when I went in England, I had the same salary than I have now. I mean, you know, it's like there are a gap between other countries than in France. But we don't do that by for the money. We do that because we like it.
Yeah, you love doing the work. Yes.
Yeah. But it's nice. You don't need to have a lot of money if you like what you do. I mean, that's for anything you do.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're.
I had student that they were a bank I don't know the
A
name in
banker,
English, a
yes.
banker.
Yes.
And they didn't like it because it was too stressful, everything. And so they changed. They wanted to be carpenter. So they went. So they're just carpenter now, and they are feeling good now. We are still in contact, and they say, "Oh yeah, still carpenter. I have my own company. I have this." I think it's nice to be carpenter, but that's why some French guy just go in Switzerland to earn more money because they want to earn money. Or Australia, whatever. America as well.
Yep.
Maybe. I mean, I have been in France for a long time. I've been in England during 1 year. And now I want to travel, but I don't want to stay 1 year in each country to earn money. I just want to travel to earn some knowledge about carpentry because we have a lot of things to learn about other country. I
Yeah.
mean, even in France, we have a lot of learning, you know. A lot of knowledge. Each region, each part of France have is particularly, you know, about carpentry. So we have to know that, and then we can go somewhere else like Australia, Japan.
And you can do you can build things there because they appreciate that.
Yeah, I think.
Yes.
That's why I want to come in Canada, because they are pioneer.
There's,
you know, the big company.
Pioneer.
I think
Pioneer.
It's a big house with a big stone, big wood. You know, it's made with a tree. All the tree are like this. You know.
Oh, you're talking about like Pioneer.
Sorry.
like log cabins. Yes. Yeah. In the West, there's a lot more on the west side of Canada, in British Columbia. Yeah. Yes. So you get a lot of that log.
That's
building.
What I want to see.
Yes, that is beautiful for sure.
Yeah, I will like. I have contact with him on Instagram.
Yes.
And I say, okay, maybe I will come one day to maybe for 1 or 2 months just to get there to work
just
with
to experience.
Them,
yes.
To film, to get knowledge, to share it in France, because I can speak French a bit less in English. But
did you ever when you were working, did you ever work on new projects, or was it mostly you were working on restoration or fixing or rebuilding or adding to existing projects?
If I had work on old projects?
Yes, like other older projects, other older homes or things like that. Was it always of that focus? Because, I mean, that's Europe. Not a lot of new construction. It's always rebuilding old construction, right?
It's two different types in France. We have the old one and the new one.
Yes.
I worked on the new one to make a new house all in wood, like it's similar as in America, or
yes,
you know, with a thin piece of wood,
yeah,
put it like this with nails, you know.
I know. Yeah. Like, did you like it, Brendan?
Cheap construction.
Did you like it?
It you know, in France we have this, but it's a bit different. We have not the same type of construction, but it's quite the same. But imagine that it in America and in France is like this, you know.
Yes.
The wall
thicker.
It's not like this. It's like this, you know. It's a bit stronger.
Yes, it's a lot stronger. It's better too.
Yeah.
It's a lot better.
Yeah. And inside the wall we put isolation, you mm-hmm. know. And everything is calculated.
Yes.
To be warm, you know, inside the house, to be strong enough, everything. So we have knowledge about it. So yeah, it's nice in France. It's nice to create a new house in wood. But it's as well nice to work on the old building, like this company MDB.
Mm-hmm.
We are working only on old structure, you know.
Yes.
We built it. We had like a lot of different type of work, but we work on belt tower a lot, like on a church. We have like maybe 5-6 church by years, and yeah, it's. It's really nice because it's different. It's different. It's it's not the same knowledge. I think it's harder to work on old constructions than new construction.
Yes, it's a lot harder.
It's harder. That's why we have only 10 companies that can work on Notre Dame because it's difficult.
Nobody can really do it. Do you appreciate the work that was done before when you work on the older homes, the older buildings, I should say? Like, do you stop and catch yourself looking at how that carpenter from whatever it is, 100, 500 years ago, the way they did it? Are you impressed with how sometimes they did it with no power tools, all hand tools?
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's crazy.
It's crazy. And even if we worked on a church called La Madeleine.
Okay.
I have a picture, and I did some YouTube video on my channel about this. It was like a dome, you know. It wasn't straight, you know. It was like this.
Yes.
And with a bell tower inside. It was really fabulous. Something that we didn't know how they did with the tools that they had. Yeah, we did in 1 year. They did all the things. I mean, we did in 1 year to restore it, you know, yes, to rebuild it. But they did it all the thing with no tools. I mean, with tools, but not the same as us. And during 20 years, only 20 years.
20 years, wow.
Yeah, it's we were like, it was astonishing. Astonishing?
Yes, it was astonishing to see that. Was there, I'm just curious, like, going back to Notre Dame, I mean, like, was the people that were organizing everything, you were still allowed to use modern tools? Like, you were still allowed to fasten and...
There are two type of... I mean, we were six company working on it, and four on the bell tower on the transept.
Yes.
That's, I called them, so Cruard Charpente.
Okay.
Le Bras Frère. Aslin, MDB,
yep,
our company.
Yep.
So that's the four companies that were working on the bell tower on the transept.
Yes.
So that's the 19th century, you know. So that's a new type of carpentry.
Okay.
It's Viollet-le-Duc that made this, you know. So we can use tool, we can use a circular saw, chainsaw, everything, you know. And the old one, I mean the big long part of Notre Dame and the part that in the are in circle, you know.
Yes.
The top of Notre Dame.
Yep.
It's in circle.
Yeah.
That's the old one in the maybe 14th century, you know.
Okay.
So this part are made by axes. They didn't use. They can use circular saw to go
to
faster
cut
because
everything.
But all the wood were cut with the axes. Yeah,
I can't
it's
even
two
imagine.
Different type of,
yeah, I can't
of
even
carpentry.
I can't even imagine that, like taking a tree, and then start chopping it up that way and starting it that way and then shaping it, cutting it, putting it together.
Yeah,
wow.
We, our company didn't do that because
no.
It's not the same part. But I've been in like a meeting. We call that Journée du Patrimoine. It's a journey that everybody can come to visit, not Notre Dame, but on the place, you know, on the place from just in front of Notre Dame.
Yes.
So they are like a stand to share, to explain Notre Dame, everything. And it's only during 2 days, and a lot of people coming, you know, maybe 30,000 people were visiting Notre Dame.
Huh.
To see all the different job on place. And during this time, I saw two other carpenters. They were showing how they did on the piece of wood, you know, like with the big axes.
Yes.
Jack. It was really nice. I tried it. It was difficult.
Of course. Now, Brendan, is it true that all the lumber came from the same forest that was originally used for the original when they built it? No, it's different.
No, it's different. It's from all over France.
Yes.
You know? Because we had like, we have, you know, the wood went from donation.
Oh,
so
okay.
Imagine, yeah. A lot of wood went from donation. I mean, casually, maybe 99% of Notre Dame of the wood are from donation. So imagine you are living in Normandy, you want to give one oak. So you say, okay, you can come and you can cut my oak. And imagine you are in the south, okay, you can take it. So it's from all over the France.
All of the wood was all donated to rebuild it?
Yeah. All is donation.
So did people donate all this wood because they can turn around and say, well, listen, that piece of oak, that piece of lumber, that's mine. That came from me. Is that the reason why?
And we have, what is really interesting that it's, because it's donation, we wanted to give back from the donator.
Yeah.
So when you cut a piece of wood, we put a little plate on it
Oh,
don't know the name.
I didn't know that. Yes, okay.
Yeah, so we had the name, a number on it, and then we went. You know, I told you that we went verifying.
Yes.
Verified all the piece of wood with the knots, everything.
Yes.
So each time we had to make on a paper, like, okay, that piece is good for Notre Dame. No. And when it's good, you take the number and you put it on the paper, and then when you have on the workshop, when you cut the piece of wood, you say, okay, I used this one with this number.
Yes.
So now each piece of wood that were give by someone, they can know where is it on Notre Dame, exactly where is it. I mean, so tomorrow, if you gave one hawk, you can say, oh, you see, it's here on the on Notre Dame.
Yes.
Just something kind to thank,
to give back to everybody. Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
And then do you know offhand, I'm just curious on who was responsible for, I guess, all the furnishings, like all the benches and all the other details inside there. Was that given to somebody else to work on?
I think I don't know, you know, because there are too many people inside the organization. You know?
Yes.
It's a lot of people. Yeah. I don't really know.
I'm curious about what were some of the things that you were surprised to find out when you started working on it that you saw or you heard about that you didn't really know about Notre Dame?
I don't know. I mean, I don't remember if we are like something that we didn't know. Maybe No, I don't remember if I.
Well, it's a very famous. Really... Yeah, it's a very famous building. So there's a lot of people know a lot about it, but I just figured you wouldn't have really discovered or saw anything because you probably would have lost it in the fire.
Yeah, everything were like
gone.
And when we went there, you know, they had already cleaned all the wood. So. They clean all the stone. So we didn't really see Notre Dame burn or whatever. We just seen like the new ones, the new stones, the new things. So it was like another work site, you know.
Yeah.
For us, it was like, okay, we did something really cool, but it's the same than.
I can't believe that you just said it's just another work site. I'm like, that, to me, it's not just another work site. That's a very important work site. That's an extremely important work site. Yeah.
Yeah, it's important, but as a carpenter,
it's just another work site.
Do that a lot of time on each day. For us, it's like it's the same.
It's another day. It's another day at work. That's all it is.
Yeah, it's another day. Okay. And you're like. Okay, and when they say, do you imagine you're working on Notre Dame? I imagine, but for us it's the same, Dave.
I know, but you're standing there and you have your camera and you're taking a picture and it's not like another work site. It's the Notre Dame. That's what's behind me, right? That's what I'm working on, which is pretty amazing.
You know, I take my camera on other sites as well.
Yeah, and it's just as good. It's just the same, but it's not the same. No, I know you're saying, which is interesting. Were there mostly, I guess it was mostly young workers, or were there older workers there too? Were there much older people working on the?
There are much more young people than.
That's what I figured. People. Yes, that's what I figured. So.
Yeah, because you know it's difficult to work on old breeding because it's harder.
Access harder, just to get to everywhere that you have to get
because
to.
It's high. You have to walk from the scaffold. Is it scaffold or
scaffold? Yes, from the scaffold. Yes.
Yeah, you have to. Yeah, it's really. It's hard work, harder than the common carpenter working on a little house, you know.
I'm sure there was lots of older people that work in construction, maybe retired. They were just sitting on the benches, just watching the work happen.
Yeah. they are, you know, because there is a scene.
Yes.
The Seine.
Yes. The river, the river there. Yes.
It was funny because a lot of people were there.
Yes.
I had contact with one guy. He was all the day here.
Every day?
Taking picture.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, because we have a group on Facebook.
Yes.
Called Restoration of Notre Dame. And the group, some people just put picture on it, you know. And he have a massive camera.
Yes.
And he was sending me. After that, I met him. And I say, okay, I'm working here. And say, okay, I seen you. Na, 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 na. So we changed our number phone.
Yep.
And he gave me every day. No, not every day, but each month. I had like maybe 10 or 15 picture from him. It yes. was really nice.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's a nice touch.
Nice picture.
That's a very nice touch. I want to, Brendan, I want to ask you, are there other buildings in France that you want to work on one day, maybe? I'm not asking them to be burned down. I'm just saying that, yeah. you know, are there some buildings that you want to work on that you haven't
you
had
know
a
what?
Chance?
You know what? One burned recently.
No, really?
Yeah, one of the church burned recently.
I think it's because you guys smoke too much. That's what's going on. What's happening here?
That's true. That's true. But
no.
You know, it's not allowed to smoke on Notre Dame.
At all now.
Yeah, no. There are a lot of security.
Yes, I can
you have
imagine.
To take a shower as well because of the, you know, the plumb.
The plumb.
The plumb. You know, the plomb, the material, the plomb. You know what it's like on the roof, we put plomb, you know, it's like
you're talking
iron,
about the lead.
Like iron.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the lead, it's made by plomb.
Yes,
you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not good for the health.
Yes, that's right. You can't breathe it in. Oh. It's not good to breathe in. Yes.
Yeah, it's not good.
Yes.
It's, you know, as I said, Notre Dame were clean, you know. They clean everything. But in case we have to take shower, even,
oh.
I mean, when we get there,
yes.
it works. And when we go back to outside, we have to take shower.
Because they're working on the roof and rebuilding the roof and they're using the original way that it was
no,
done.
No, because it's burned.
Oh, because so it was still in the air. No. It was still in the air.
I mean, they are not anymore, but
yeah,
in
yeah.
case.
When it was know, going on, just, yes.
Yeah, it's like security, everything, you know.
Wow, so going into the job site, you had to, and then coming out, you had to get showered?
When you get in, you don't have to take it.
Yeah.
But it's when you go out, you have to take it.
Wow, okay.
Every lunch time, every time when we go out, basically.
But what if you didn't go out? You want to stay inside there and eat your baguette? Was that okay or no?
You can't eat inside the.
They wouldn't let you eat inside. Wow. Okay.
No, because you know if you are touching stone, you are touching everything, and there can be
the oil,
like,
the oil on your hands.
Yeah.
Yes.
And if you eat, you Holy. Put it in your mouth.
Yes.
So that you are not allowed to eat on site.
How, like,
you can
it's see, I keep going. It's not just another job site. This was like,
no,
serious.
It's not.
It's serious.
No, that's true. That for that part is not the same. Yeah, of course.
I saw some of the images that you shared on social media with the boat and the crane. And it was like, I know that it looks small, and I know you mentioned it earlier that it's not small. Like these are big
no,
pieces,
it's
right?
It's big. It's massive.
It's massive.
It's
yeah.
Massive. When you get there, I went on the scaffold on the top. When you get there, like there are so it's so windy.
Yes.
It's cold, and yeah, it's like a much. It's a view you can't even imagine. Oh, it's beautiful. I had some. you know, I made reels on Instagram.
Yep. Yeah.
With the view, with the sun.
I remember those. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. You work there, you're like, oh my God, we're here in the middle of Paris. The zero point, we call that.
Do you
point
think
zero in France?
Do you think, Brendan, that because this happened and because people like you that were sharing so much videos and images of the reconstruction of Notre Dame, that a lot more people, younger people, are now interested in getting into carpentry and getting into construction because they saw this experience?
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. When I started my Instagram account,
yes,
like 6 years ago now, 6-7 years ago, I didn't do a lot about carpentry. I was like, it was more like a common Instagram, like picture of me and everything.
Yeah.
And then I had been, you know, a carpentry instructor, and they had like the pandemic, COVID.
Yes.
And I was at home and I was giving lesson on internet, like exactly as the same we do now.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, guys, and I was playing video games on Twitch. And I was like, oh my God, okay, I can do Twitch, but maybe I can share my my job on Twitch. So I started to create something. I put a green screen. Yeah.
Yep.
I put a green screen, everything. And I started to give carpentry lesson on Twitch. And it was really nice, really interesting. And then I was wondering, maybe I can go a bit more into carpentry by my Instagram account on YouTube. I created YouTube channels, everything. And I wanted to create some carpentry lesson to share it on everywhere in the world.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I will translate my videos in English, maybe later. And then I started it. I had like maybe 2,000 followers on it for 5 years.
Wow.
During 5 years, I had only 2,000, you know. Now I'm 15,000.
Yes.
But it only started when I get into the old carpentry, you know.
Yes.
I started to share my work on site, all the building, everything. I had a lot of people, young people, coming saying, oh, I love what you do. I want to be carpenter, me too. Or as well, I have old people that they are coming to say, okay, I want to be carpenter because I don't like to be a banker.
Yes. There's a lot of that. I know.
I mean, it's really what I want to share. It's my work. It's difficult to get people because it's not common. But I think we can create something on what I want to do. It's really give and share knowledge about carpentry.
Mm-hmm.
And in the world, and as well create something that's really interesting for carpenter. I mean, if you want to know something, you go there. Okay, I want to know how to do that. I want to know how to create something. You go on Brandy Carpentry.
Yeah.
I mean,
and you'll learn.
It'll be really nice.
Yes.
Yeah. And even for the carpentry, you know, that's why I record everything about the structure that they are doing in MDB, the other company.
Yes.
And that's why I stopped my job during since 1 month. I have my own company now to share and to make video on YouTube. Maybe it will go a bit up.
It will.
To share a bit more, but yeah I think I'm happy with that.
It will, because and I'm curious, Brendan, outside of France, what other country are you getting a lot more interest from? People, the kids, what other country?
Not a lot, but a big part of America.
America, okay.
Yeah. Canadian as well.
Yeah.
England, and that's it. Not a lot of people. Yeah, that's it. More you know, English people.
Yes, yes.
I mean English with English language.
Yes. Have you...
I don't...
Sir, go ahead.
I mean, I don't think... I don't know if I have people from Russia or from...
Other
you know,
places,
Asia,
you don't
whatever.
Know yet.
I don't know.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I know that I have some Japanese, I have, but not from other parts, you know.
Have you had a chance to go to Japan?
I had the chance with the student, but okay. It was COVID, so we couldn't get there.
Okay.
And, you know, that's the first thing, of course. It's the first thing. And the other thing is that we were searching for money because it was maybe 30,000 euro to get there.
Oh, wow.
So
that's
it was
lot.
Difficult. Yeah. But that's what I want to create as well. With my company now, I want to have sponsors or people that into it to have money, to bring some people with me. And go to Japan with 10 people, make a video coming back, make money on YouTube with that, and with the money go back with some other people. Yep. Just do video like this.
Yep.
Share experiences, you know.
So how's it being? How's it being your own owner of a business now? Because you were working for them for a little bit and now you're running your own business. How does that feel?
Yeah,
a lot of work. It's a lot
it's,
of work.
It's funny. Yeah, at work, and it's funny because I was exactly thinking about that today with my aunt, because I live in my aunt's house.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, you know, it's funny because when I was younger, every time I said I will not have my own company, I don't like this, I don't like that, no, no, no. But you know,
here you are.
So I changed, and now I am like I have my own company. It's hard work. It's stressful because yeah, you were like, okay, I have to find money. that's the things when you do a company, you have to get money. So
yep.
I'm like, okay, how can I get money? It's difficult, but I'm not. I'm confident with that because all the things I am doing are good. I mean, I think I do it with by heart.
Yes.
So if you're doing by heart, you can go.
Of course.
just enjoy your life and yeah.
If you love it, then just continue doing it. But I love that you're teaching it now. I love that you're interested in showing more and more people how to do this.
Yeah. But it's difficult to have money because, you know, I started to sell it, but I didn't want to sell it because I want to share it.
Yes.
But if you share it, I don't have money and I can't do it anymore. So it's like I have to find the good way to do it.
A balance. You know, like, totally. You need
to
find
balance.
A balance.
But because I have just started now, I'm more like, okay, I do that. Oh no, maybe I don't like this. Okay, yeah, maybe I do that.
Yeah.
I will see. But I think it's going to be really nice. And if on my YouTube channel, it will be a bit more interesting, more things to share, everything.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be okay because I will get more people. And if I have more people, I will have sponsor to pay the things that I am created. I will see.
I'm curious, Brendan, in carpentry in France, what's the tool brand that you guys mostly use?
The tool?
Well, no, the company. Is it Festool? Are you guys Festool? Are you guys...
We have Festool. It's a really famous Festool.
But who...
We have
Maffel. Sorry, which one?
Maffel.
Oh, I know Maffel. Okay, they're German, aren't they?
Yeah, they're German.
Yeah, that's right.
I've been in the company.
Okay.
Trying, testing the machine. I have been there.
Okay.
It was really nice.
Yeah,
Maffel. Milwaukee, we have as well.
Milwaukee too, huh?
Yeah. It's the same. I mean, I think Itachi, we have Itachi.
Yeah, Itachi.
We have... DeWalt.
DeWalt's there too as well.
Yeah. AEG.
Yeah.
AEG. AEG. Bosch.
Bosch is there, of course, because of Germany. Yes.
Yeah.
Makita. Yeah, Makita. No, they're not. Not very big on Makita.
Oh yeah, Makita, of Makita's course. We have Makita, of course.
Okay.
Okula, yeah. We have this. Yeah, we have. I think we have the same. But it's funny because when I see reels on Instagram about Canadian, because I follow Canadian Carpenter.
Yes.
On Instagram.
Yes.
And some other guys as well.
Yes.
But when I see the tools, they are really different. They're not the same.
They're built for like the Americans. That's what it's built for. It's different. I know.
Yeah, yeah. It's
yeah.
But yeah, it's. I think I have to see it. That's why I have to go to Australia, America, or Canada
to check it out. And so, okay, how many more years you figure that you're gonna be doing this? Like, are you gonna be trying other things? And a different after you become a teacher, are you looking to do other things on top of that, different parts of construction?
So I've been doing carpentry during 12 years.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm good, but you know, you can learn any day.
You can still learn.
But what I want to do is to create videos. So the thing is that I will create the program.
Yes.
About carpentry.
Okay.
So that's the principal things that I will do. I will create the program. And then after, when I have finished it and when I can sell it or whatever, I will buy a rock workshop.
Okay.
To make some piece.
Yes.
Or to have like a student to get there, like doing stage, you know, like during 10 days or 14 days. Okay, we are doing this. I get you. Na 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 na.
Yeah.
So that's the things. And what I want to do, it's maybe make videos on YouTube about anything, you know, about carpentry, making piece of food, you know. You know, I have one project that it will be interesting and I want to do, you know, because I like video games.
Okay.
I have like, I don't know the name. You know, in the car.
The steering wheel.
In car, you have...
Steering wheel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
So I have this, but for, you know, for video games.
Okay.
And what I want to do is to create like a seat, but all in wood, you know?
Oh.
But Formula One, you know, like Formula One.
All
like
out
this.
Of wood, really?
Yeah, yeah. We've, you know, like a another masterpiece.
I know what you're talking about.
Made
yeah.
by wood.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, it will be so nice, you know. I want to create, make videos about it. You know, you can find it on internet. You know, when you have a video like going really speed, you know,
yeah.
They are doing that.
Yeah.
I want to make the same thing, like creating a chair like this in really fast video. Maybe I could get a lot of people because it's really interesting.
A comfortable chair too. It has to be shaped a certain way.
Yeah, I have to imagine it, to draw it. The same thing that I did with my masterpiece.
What kind of wood would you use for the chair?
I think I don't know the name in English, but I think oak.
Oak.
Oak, of course, because
yeah.
We have oak in France, and it's strong. But for the, I think it's. Each, I don't remember
birch
the name.
Or birch? No.
No, it's like a white. It's a white wood. I don't
aspen?
Know the name.
No, not aspen. A white wood.
I don't. 2 seconds. I will check it.
It's a white wood.
I will
wood.
Check it.
What's it? Is it? It'd be a pine. No.
Yeah, maybe. No, it's not pine. It's not pine. It's beech.
Beech. Okay.
Beech.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, okay.
I don't
yeah.
know if I say it really well, but
no, yes. no, but yeah, so no, isn't it birch? It's birch, no?
Birch, yeah.
It's like a white trunk, like a white bark.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's birch. Yeah. It's birch. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's very white. Yes. But it, birch is, it's a little bit softer than oak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think maybe I will mix it because, you know, we use la mélicolée. I don't know the name in English, but you know, it's when
laminate
you take
it. Yes.
A thin piece of wood
and
you glue it
together
and you curve it, you know.
Yeah.
So I will do these things.
You steam it. You still steam it and then you get it all hot and then you bend it, right?
Ah, you know, no, it's different than steam.
Oh, what is it?
Because, it's... you have the tease technique that you are putting in like oven.
Yes.
I noticed one, and then you can flex.
Then you can shape it. You can move it around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one technique, but there are another one, and we call that la mélicolée. It's when you take a small piece of wood, and you put some glue on it. You put glue on it.
Yes.
And then you. You put it in like, I will give you, maybe I have picture.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about. You put it in a form. You put it in a form,
then
you start to bend it from
with
there.
With a clamp.
Yes.
Yeah, with a clamp. And then it's you keep it like maybe 2 weeks.
Yes.
And then you take
it takes
back the
shape. It takes the shape. Yes.
Yeah, and exactly.
That's what you're going to have to do for
like
the chair.
It's like this we do...
The chair, you're going to have to do that for the chair.
Yeah, exactly. I will do that with imagine like this.
I know. That's going to be very difficult.
I think it's going to be really hard, but let's see.
What kind of glue are you guys using over there?
We call that, I think it's the same in Canada. It's a PU, polyurethane.
Okay.
The abbreviation, it's P and U.
P and P. U. A poly? Okay.
I don't know.
What's the brand? Who's the brand there?
The brand, I don't know. Called PU. I check it on internet. Na-na-na. Sika. We use Sika.
Oh,
or...
you use Sika. Okay, all right.
Sika as well, or Bostik. Bostik. I don't know if you know this one.
Yeah, Bostik I know as well too. Okay.
No, it's not Bostik. No. It's not the same. But I give you that. Up. Yeah, that's it. I send you on Zoom.
Send me on Zoom.
That's it.
Where is it?
I think you can have it.
I can see that.
Bostik.
Is it coming up? Do you have it? There it is. Oh, okay.
It's like you see what?
Yes,
you see
I see
not?
It. I see it. Yeah. 16 euros.
Yeah.
All right.
It's expensive to you. Because. this type of glue is for the outside, you know. It's
outdoors.
Really strong.
Outdoors, really strong weather, everything like that, right?
Yeah, outdoors. Yeah.
Did you ever find out? Did you ever find? I'm just assuming that they, even though everybody was donating oak and donating other things for Notre Dame, did they ever find out, or did they share the cost to rebuild it all today?
I don't know.
I have no idea what it was. it obviously a lot more than what it cost then.
Yeah. I think we had enough to repair everything. I know that close to Notre Dame, really close, we have like a chapel. I don't know the name in English.
Okay.
But it's a little one. And it was old as well, but it didn't burn, you know, because it was just closed.
The chapel, a small one.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we had like maybe 1 billion, something like this for Notre Dame.
Yes.
We didn't use all the money to rebuild Notre Dame. So the other part, we took the money to rebuild the other one
The
as
other
well,
one beside it.
just next to
Yeah,
it. Yeah,
okay.
just next to it. So yeah, we will use all the money to rebuild Notre Dame. And then we have, because the crane is imp it's massive. The crane is like it's
Huge.
one of the biggest one in Europe because it's 80 meters high, and it was, I remember, but I think it was 70 meters length. It was really, and the capacity of
Yeah.
the crane
Yes.
to took on the top, of the crane, the crane could lift 8 tons, and 8 tons, it was
Wow.
yeah, 70 meters, 80 meters high, eight tons.
It makes you wonder, Brandon, that how did they build it back then without that crane?
Yeah,
You know what I
that's crazy.
mean? It's crazy to
Yeah,
think how they
we
would
had
have
like
built
a,
it.
yeah, we had old picture. We can see on the picture that they are like a creepy scaffold, really thin, and with like old crane. Like it's not a crane, but I don't know the name. But they use guys with
Pulleys, pulley systems. Yeah, it was all pulleys at that point. But it was still
And
hard, yeah.
imagine, imagine it.
I'm
It was crazy.
did you just one last question on that before we get close to wrapping up. I'm just curious about regarding mechanically fastening or mechanically putting things together, so nails and screws, and things like that. How was it done today compared to how it was done then? Because obviously everything burnt, but there was some nails or something was put together, no?
No. I mean, we on Notre Dame, we don't use for us, we didn't use any nails.
No nails or no
We use a
screws, no
screw.
nothing.
It was
Just,
screw.
oh, it was
It
screws.
was a big screw, but it's massive, a lot. And our part, the transept, the side of Notre Dame,
Yeah.
it was made with the 19th century. So they are iron, the a bolt. There are
Yes.
bolt
Yeah,
inside,
the
but
iron.
it was
Yeah.
like oh, I don't know the name in English
It was
to the
dowels.
man that
Wasn't it
work.
like a dowel, like a mallet and a dowel? Or was it, how was
Yeah,
it? Yeah.
it's a big one, bolt. A bolt.
Yeah.
Yeah. A big one inside the truss frame,
How
It
many
was massive.
trusses were there in total? Do you know offhand?
For us, we did eight.
Eight of them.
Eight, yeah, but it's a massive one.
Yeah.
The other one, they made like maybe 100, but it's a smaller one. It's not the same type of carpentry, but it's different, but it's nice.
What was the span, Brandon, on the trusses that you made? What was the span on it? How long was it?
It was 15 meters large.
450 meters?
No,
No, four.
sorry, what's the question? The
How long was the span of the truss?
ah, okay, sorry. Maybe 5 meters.
5 meters. Okay, wow, okay, really,
Yeah, five meters between the truss frame
Yes.
was large, 15 large, 14 eighths.
How thick
A big
was
one.
each piece?
The big one were 30 by 40 for
Centimeters.
us. Yeah, and the big one in the bell tower maybe 60 by 60.
60 by 60 centimeters. So basically,
yeah, the post where, and what is really interesting in the post, the king post, you know,
yes,
it's that it's not straight. It's like different faces, you know,
as it goes
it's
up.
Really, yeah, it can. You know, it's not a piece of wood. It's not a piece of wood like only square, you know?
No, I know.
It's square. And then after it, they cut it like in different type of form.
It turns.
To get the pieces.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
It changed. Each meter, it was different because the pieces were different, you know?
Because
it's a really hard and nice wood job.
Because the other pieces of wood were coming into it, so it had to intersect inside of it. Wow.
Yeah. And you know, when you have a square piece of wood, you can come by this.
Yes.
But you have a bird mark.
Yes.
You have a bird mark. But sometimes you can do as well, just cut this piece of wood to don't have a cut, you know, a bird mark.
Yeah.
Sometimes you are like this, you can have a burn mark, or sometimes you can be plate and just have a straight.
I know exactly what you're talking about regarding the bird's mouth and the way it's all designed. Yeah. You have to figure out the angles. I know what you're talking about.
So that's why the post is different at some part.
Because each one comes in at a different point and it has to connect and then it has to settle
so
into
that piece is like this. One is like this. So
yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes one is on it. Sometimes one go through it and
See, I still can't wrap my head around that. You guys can wrap, you can draw it, you can design it, you can figure it out. I still can't wrap my head around it. I can't visualize it. I need to see it, I guess, to be right there.
Yeah, but because it's our job.
Yeah, I know, that's why.
What we do all day.
I want to get to the 12 questions. I really appreciate you spending the time with us and talking. And everybody.
Yeah, I'm sorry for my English, but.
No,
yeah,
your English is perfectly fine. Don't worry. Trust me. Everybody understood. So on IG, you can find him again at Brendy. It's Brendy_Carpentry. You also check out his YouTube channel and check out his TikTok. You ready to.
Thank you.
No, don't go anywhere just yet. Yeah, I have the 12 questions for you to answer. Ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite carpentry word?
My masterpiece.
Masterpiece. What's your least favorite tool?
You mean
what tool you don't like?
I don't like I don't know. I like everything.
You like every tool? Every single tool?
Yeah, every tool. I mean, maybe what I don't like. I don't remember, to be honest.
No.
I think maybe the handsaw.
The handsaw.
Because it's too
it's too much work. It's too much work.
Yeah, too much
but
work.
But you use
even
a handsaw
more with oak.
Yeah, but you use a handsaw all the time. No?
No, not that much. We use circular saw.
What construction sound do you love?
What construction?
Sound do you love?
What is sound?
Like a noise. What you hear.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yes.
I like the mallet.
The mallet.
Bok, bok, bok.
Yes. What is your favorite beverage? What do you like to drink?
To drink?
Yes.
Orange juice.
Orange juice? What do you like and don't like about construction?
What I like is what I said before. It's when you work on carpentry, your mind goes away and all the bad things go away.
Yes.
And what I don't like in carpentry, it's to work outside with the rain. yeah, that's it.
What's your favorite curse word? Swear word?
Which word?
A curse word. Like a bad word.
A bad word.
Like madre or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Can I say it? Really a bad
word? Of course,
word,
you like. Could swear. Yes, you could swear, but I don't know.
Oh, what, yeah.
Yeah.
Enculé in French?
It could be in French,
enculé,
sure.
Like, no, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. I would say enfoiré.
Enfoiré?
Enfoiré. Enfoiré. Enfoiré is like... I don't know in English.
What's the translation for enfoiré?
Dumbass.
Dumbass, like a dumbass.
You're dumb.
Okay.
Yeah, like you're dumb. Like enfoiré.
what's your favorite what's your favorite car or favorite vehicle, anything you want in the world?
Audi RS 3.
3. What do you miss from being a kid?
I miss playing in the ground, you know,
in the playground
with friend, you know.
Yes,
I don't.
Yes.
I don't know the name.
No,
outside,
I know.
Playing outside.
Yes. If you can do something else other than carpentry, what else would you do? Anything in the
traveling?
World? Traveling.
Yeah. Traveling with friend.
What do you not want to do ever? Banker?
Yeah. Well, banker, I wouldn't like it though. So yeah, maybe banker.
Maybe
yeah.
A banker. Last question. If heaven exists, what would you like to hear God say when you arrive at those pearly gates?
Sorry?
When you go to heaven, what do you expect God to say to you?
Oh, yeah, okay. What God will think about me?
Yes.
Fraternity? One word? Fraternity?
Fraternity?
Yeah. I mean, about me. Fraternel, we call that in France. You know, when you are like into family, into, you know.
Familiar, okay. What is it? Fraternity.
Fraternité in France is like you are all together, you know. We
a group.
And in companion, yeah, in companion we have a name that from the place that we are coming from. So my name is Alsacien. It's on the east of France. And after that, when we are companion, after the masterpiece, we have like a virtue.
Okay.
And this one is like, for me, it's fraternité. So my name is Alsacien La Fraternité.
Okay.
So that means I like to be fraternal.
I get it. I understand. Okay.
So... I like to bring people together to make things, you know. So I think if I go to heaven, you will say, okay, you did a great job to reunite people together.
Yes.
About carpentry.
Yes, I get it. It makes a lot of sense. Brendan, thank you very much. I really appreciate you spending the time and talking to us. So glad to finally meet you. And then we've been talking so much on IGs. And good luck with everything that you've been doing and sharing. And then I'll still be staying in touch and then talking to you. And you never know. I might show up there or you might show up here. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. And I was like, okay, if you come to France, you can come with me and we can go to work site. It will be a pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Everybody check him out again.
Thank you, all of you.
Yep. Sorry.
Have a good end of afternoon.
Yeah. Well, it's almost our evening, our time, but it's getting late for you. But I it's been a pleasure having you on the show and talking about what you do.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, don't go anywhere just yet. Angelina, we are.